Debt-to-income DTI ratio. Debt-to-income DTI ratio is defined as a financial ratio that is used to determine a client's relative indebtedness and creditworthiness. Lenders use variations on this ratio when approving or denying a mortgage application. It is calculated by dividing all or a subset of debt payments for a given time period by gross income for the same time period. DTI demonstrates what portion of a client's assets are financed by debt. When less than half of what they own is financed by debt, they are generally in a stronger position to handle unexpected expenses and increased borrowing capacity if needed. This helps clients understand if their debt load is appropriate for their asset level. Lenders and landlords use DTI to evaluate financial capacity because it indicates the percentage of income being used to pay all of a client's debts. Mortgage lenders typically want the ratio to be no more than 36% of gross monthly income, while landlords often look for housing costs to be no more than 30%, though these standards vary. DTI is calculated by dividing total monthly debt payments by total monthly gross income. The example client couple has so far listed their net income for their cash flow statement and spending plan. Now they need to use their gross income. The full-time worker's gross income from regular employment is $5,555 and the part-time worker's gross income from regular employment is $2,085 and their pre-tax investment income is $800. They sum this, $5,555 plus $2,085 plus $800 equals $8,440. They multiply this by 12 to calculate their annual gross income. $8,440 x 12 equals $101,280 annually. Their total minimum monthly debt payments equal $800, annual $9,600, consisting of student loan, $485, credit card, $150, and car, $165. As the financial counselor works with the client, they might facilitate a conversation about the percentage of their monthly gross income going toward debt to help bridge what might feel like an abstract concept and the client's everyday reality.